I've always considered myself a very religious, God-fearing woman my whole life. I have one son, and his father passed away, so it was just me. It was just me living alone, spending every day dedicating my life to God. And my grown son called me up one day, and he had to move back in, and of course I allowed him to move back in. And he fell back into his mother's routine, my routine, you know, early mornings, prayer, church, home-cooked meals, everything was fine. Until he started doing something very peculiar. I noticed he would look at me in a very funny way, a way that I'm not used to, because I'm a pretty straight-laced woman. I don't go out to bars. I don't dress provocatively. I truly devote my life to God. But my son was just giving me these odd looks. And I believe, well, I learned, he was slowly but surely trying to seduce his own mother. Every night he would go off to his room and tell me goodnight, and usually he would just kiss his mother on the cheek, no big deal. We've always done that. But then he started kissing me on the lips, which I thought was weird at first, but then he kept lingering, longer kiss, and it made me so uncomfortable. I mean, incest? There's no way. There's no way I would have ever allowed that to happen. I wouldn't even allow a man to kiss me, definitely not my own son. And he even went as far as, I'm pretty sure, he was setting up situations where he would purposefully put himself in a position where I would catch him jerking off, masturbating, disgusting. And I'd yell at him and just try to avoid it. I don't know what he was trying to do. But one night he was out of town, and I went into his room to put up some things, and his computer was still on, and I saw a title to some disgusting porn site. I think porn, at least then I thought porn was the devil himself on the internet, trying to pull people into the dark side. But the title of this video really made my stomach drop. It said something like, you know, mother bends over and gets pounded by son. And I thought, what? Surely not. And so I came closer and I saw nude people, which disgusted me, and saw the porn. He was in the middle of this video of a supposed mother bending over, getting fucked by her son. I was disgusted. I ran to my room and prayed to the Lord to cleanse my son of this disgusting of infliction. But it kept calling my name. Anytime he was not there, I found myself going back in there and poking around. Call it the devil. I mean, the devil was calling me in to look at his computer. And I found this one folder that said mom, son, incest. Some of it was just, you know, loose women just talking to the camera by themselves, talking about incest. But then there were these homemade videos that claimed they were actual mother and son, actual incest. And something interesting happened. Again, I'll just blame it on the devil's work, but I felt a way I'd never felt before. I felt a stirring in my lower gut. You know, now I know what it is. It turned me on. I mean, I had never even seen porn before, so I thought that was disgusting, but there was something about those homemade ones. An actual woman saying that this was her son and she loved her son's incest cock. And it frightened me how seductive it was to me. And then I hate to admit it, but I started looking at it on my own, doing self-pleasuring things like masturbating. And as the God-fearing woman I was, I never masturbated. I find that to be evil and the devil's work. But I don't know, there was something about incest that stirred me inside. And I found myself every time I brought myself to an orgasm, I would be repeating the word incest while I moaned. And I guess the devil had gotten the best of me even deeper, because I got this feeling like I wanted my son to catch me. I wanted him to catch me masturbating. And so I got to where I wouldn't close my door. I timed it to when I knew he would be going to his room or coming out of his room. And the first time I saw him, my son, he stayed there. The door was cracked and he watched me. He watched me orgasm. And I never came that hard. And then the next time I set it up to where he would catch me masturbating. Finally, he came in and he seduced me. It didn't take much, because at that point, there was no denying I wanted my son. I wanted incest sex with my own son. But keep in mind, I still had a strong love of the Lord. I still devoted myself to God. That would never go away. So I thought, and I would fantasize about this all the time. And I told my son, you can have sex with me, but we must make it appear like you're raping me, because then God won't hate me for it. If you force incest sex on me, then God won't be as mad, was my thinking. And he did. He had no problem at all. It was very aggressive, but I loved it. Forced incest made me come so hard, made me so wet to feel my son inside of me. And from there, our incestuous love, it grew. It grew so deeply. We were madly in love, madly high and drunk on incest sex, forbidden incest sex, sinful incest. And my son did something that surprised me one day. He wanted to open up to his mother, his lover, really show me what turned him on. And of course, I was eager to know what turned my son on. I wanted to make him come like no other woman would or ever could. So he pulled out his laptop. He opened it up and he showed me his secret porn, child porn. And I was disgusted. I wanted to get up and run away, because, I mean, incest sex. We're participating in incest sex. I mean, child porn was illegal and absolutely sinful. I know God would totally just want to frown on that and, I don't know, just ban my son and me to the depths of hell for watching child porn. But he started playing it and I couldn't stop watching. I couldn't stop. Because what I saw at first he just showed me nude little girls. And they looked so pure, like the purest form of God's children. They were gorgeous. And then he saw that I wasn't absolutely turned off, so then he started showing me little girls with men, grown adult men, molesting their young flesh, raping these little girls. And I loved it. I loved every second of it. And I stopped trying to figure it out. I just hoped God wasn't looking or something. I mean, we're all born sinners, right? But I couldn't stop watching. We fucked like animals watching child porn. All kinds, little girls, women with little boys. That's what really got me off. Watching women suck little child cocks. Watching women force little boys to lick their pussies. It was so addicting. I became instantly hooked. I was a child porn addict just like that. An incestuous son fucking child porn addict. And me and my son, we became partners in crime. I mean, I probably made his porn addiction worse. We talked about grooming children together. We talked about raping children together, molesting them. I couldn't believe what I had turned into, but it felt so fucking good. And then, you know, I thought one night while my son was telling me about some little girl he saw at the bus stop, he was talking about molesting her little body, and I was turned on, of course, but I started thinking, you know, I've met a lot of single moms at my church. And I thought about this particular one I had just met. She was this weak woman. I mean, she was so shy and so meek. I remember she had this precious little girl, maybe preschool, you know, recently single, down on her luck. And I knew that was how I would make my sons, my lovers, dreams come true, was this way. So, my name is Josie, and I met Karen at church. She was an older woman. She had a son that was an adult. She was so nice. So, so kind. You know, I met her one week, and then the following week, she started acting more attentive to me, and I thought that was strange, but I don't know, I needed help. I had just become a single mother to my little Josie, and I was poor. Oh my God, my boyfriend just left me out to hang dry. I had no money. And here Karen was, she was offering all this help. Offering help and financial support and babysitting. And she was so nice. And I thought, I can trust this woman. I mean, I'm at a church. And I met her son. He was super nice, handsome guy. And they invited me to come over for like family dinners at, you know, at first, like once a week, and I thought it was weird, you know, going to their house. But I mean, providing a warm meal to my little 4-year-old girl was, I was desperate at that point. And again, I figured I met this woman at church. Surely she's fine. So we would have our weekly dinners, and I don't know, I just had this feeling about them. They were just way too interested in helping us out. No one's ever that serious and so forceful with helping with money. It just seemed weird, like too good to be true. And Karen kept telling me that she could help me financially. She could help me get back on my feet, you know, and support my daughter and make a life for myself. And I kept accepting her help. I mean, I had no other choice. And before I knew it, I was moving into their spare bedroom because she was offering free rent. How could I say no to that? It was either that or sleep in my car. I couldn't do that to little Josie. She would be starting kindergarten soon. I needed to get my shit together. So we moved in, and they were perfectly nice. They were both really great with Josie, but I don't know, something was still kind of funky. Like, I don't know, her son, he didn't talk to me that much, but he really didn't talk to me at all. But he talked to Josie a lot. And my red flags went up immediately. But I was, I don't know. I'm really bad at saying what I want, you know, speaking up for myself. So I just let him. And I figured I was there. Like, if anything was weird, like, I could step in and rescue Josie. But, you know, then this, Karen did something really fucked up. Karen knew that I was a recovering addict, really hard drugs. And one night, Karen, when I was really upset because I had gotten fired from a job, she found me at my lowest point. I was drunk too, and she offered me the same drugs that I was trying to get sober from. And I don't even remember that night. She might have even drugged me. I don't even know. But all I knew is 1 week later, I'm back to where I was, drug addicted, just a fucking mess, just fucked up. And it really upset me because I wanted to be a good mom to Josie. And I started selling my body to men, just to get more drugs. And Karen, I mean, she just like pretty much encouraged the whole thing. And a lot of shit happened. How it got here, it doesn't matter. But eventually they offered me a lot of money. It would be a lot of drugs if I would just sell them my daughter and go away. And I hate to say it because it makes me a terrible mother. Terrible, terrible mother. But I agreed. I told them that I would sell them, you know, rights to parent Josie as long as I had somewhere to stay. I mean, I was sleeping all day and I would be out all night. So, but what they did, they would make sure I was high. But I remembered everything they did. I remembered at first her son would like take pictures of Josie. And then they'd teach her how, you know, how pretty and natural and how God loves little girls to be naked. And he'd take pictures of Josie. And I'd just sit there high watching them groom my daughter. And then Karen, she surprised me the most because it seemed like her son was fine with just taking pictures and I could see the disgusting boner in his pants, but Karen's the one that really started molesting Josie right in front of me. It was, innocent enough, I guess, but still, she was touching her all over. And then that turned into really graphic pictures. Pictures of my 4-year-old opening her legs. Opening her legs wide and showing off her preschool pussy. That's what Karen called it. It was so disgusting. But I was high. I was so fucked off into drug addicted land. I just was letting all this shit happen. And then eventually I did fuck off, but I know what happened while I was gone, because they would send me pictures, videos. I would get videos every day of what they were doing to Josie. They told me that Josie was becoming really popular on the internet. She was becoming daddy's little girl. That's her son, Karen's son, Ron. She would say that Ron loves Josie. And they would show me how he would rape her. And it was really fucking hard. Somehow he got on top of my 4-year-old girl and would be raping her so hard you could hear his balls slapping against her. And she would be screaming at the top of her lungs. And Karen would just be there holding my daughter down while Ron just pounded, like trying to split a preschool apart with this cock, a mother holding a girl down for her son. And then Karen would pull her own son's cock out and suck. She'd look at the camera and saying she's sucking the rape off her son's cock, and then push and ram his cock back into her. They were anally raping my daughter. Not only in her little pussy, but he was like anally rape, bending her over to where she was not even, her feet weren't even on the ground. She was just hung over like a little rag doll as Ron anally pounded her and would show the camera. I had to look at my daughter's gaped little 4-year-old asshole and then hear Karen say that she's a perfect pedo princess, and she's getting thousands of pedophiles off. She's a child porn angel. It was sick. And then Karen would tongue fuck my daughter. She would say that she's tongue fucking a 4-year-old asshole. And I would just have to deal. I'd have to watch it. She made sure I would watch it, watch every second of it. Every second that my little 4-year-old daughter was raped by Ron. Every time he skull-fucked my daughter. And the poor thing, she hated every second of it. She screamed and cried. I couldn't believe that his adult cock fit into her tiny little pussy. I couldn't believe he would rape her mouth as hard as he would rape his mother in front of my daughter. And they'd make my daughter suck his load out of her incest cunt, she would say. It was fucking sick. And they'd show me all the comments that pedophiles would make about my daughter. How she's nothing but a piece of cute little rape meat. How they love how sexy she looks when she's crying. Ron was absolutely a child fucking pedophile, and so was his mother. If she had a dick, I'm sure she'd be raping her too, but she would finger rape little Josie. She would, say she was tongue raping Josie. She would push. She would try to see if she could get more than 2 fingers inside of Josie's little cunt. A 4-year-old cunt couldn't even take more than 2 fingers, and she's trying to shove three in there. And they were both sick fucks, both of them. Child porn addicted. Child traffickers. Sex offenders. And I couldn't do anything about it. I couldn't do anything about it. I was forced to watch my daughter get raped day after day. Watching the child porn that she was sold into. And I'm reminded of how much of a shitty mother I am as I'm shooting drugs into my arms.